Amber, I give a little bit of grief to Adam Sandler on the regular, mostly because he stopped being funny about a decade ago.
He did stop being funny, but I think he'd be a cool guy.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Yeah. I just think that creatively and artistically, he stopped caring. And he's just decided to do movies that he can coincide a holiday with. What's that? You want to film in Hawaii? Yeah, I can slap something together while I'm on the toilet later this arvo. Sure. Give me $100 million. Adam Sandler has stopped caring. But I will give him credit on this one because he has done something good here. He had a young fan. The kid is, I think he was 8 years old.
So the eight-year-old hasn't even seen his good stuff.
No, not from what I gather from this article. This kid, he's sick. He's got leukemia. And he says that Adam Sandler is his biggest fan. And he's put a video on his blog saying how much he'd love to meet his hero. And his family reached out on social media and all that sort of stuff. And Adam Sandler actually called him up. And
that's
had a great old chat with him. This kid says that his favourite films are Grown Ups, Jack and Jill, and Click. So he's got horrible taste in music, but who am I to tell a kid with leukemia what a good movie is and what isn't? So, all right, that's fine. Whatever makes you happy, sir, I'm not going to take that away from you. But yeah, Adam Sandler called him up apparently for a good solid hour or so, and the kid basically at the end of it said, thanks for always making me laugh.
That's awesome.
So again, I'm glad this kid is happy, but geez, I'd love to introduce him to some better movies.
I didn't like Billy Madison, but I really liked Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Happy Gilmore's a classic, back when Adam Sandler was hungry and cared. Come on.